Do you agree with Claire that Esther Ranson's quite right? In an ideal world, children really want their mum at home rather than at work.
No, I don't. I think in an ideal world, children need parents who are fulfilled and happy and confident and relaxed and not stressed. I think that's the best role model you can give your children. So I think it's important that parents have the choice to do the right thing for their family.
But aren't you then suggesting that mothers will be happier very often if they're away from their children?
We're not talking about abandoning children. We're talking about parents who feel that they have other priorities in their life that are complementary to family life, and not, we're not talking about replacing it. And I think it's very easy to kind of look at the sort of the extremes, and nobody's advocating putting a three-month-old baby in nursery from 8 till 6 every day. But equally, there are lots of benefits for children, certainly from 2.5, 3 years old, from having that social interaction. And the most important thing for me in the research I've seen is for the parents to feel happy and fulfilled and confident about the life choices they're making. So rather than demonising parents who make choices to stay at home or go back to work, I think we should be empowering them to make choices that are right for their own family.
Amanda, that's where your argument falls down, because you're saying, well, it's good for mums to be happy, but then surely that is about the mum putting herself first and thinking about what makes her happy rather than what's necessarily in the best interest of her child.
The two aren't mutually exclusive, and we're not talking about mums sort of abandoning their children so that they go off and get their nails done and they're, you know, having lunch with their friends. We're talking about parents, actually, because it's not just mums, but parents being able and being empowered to make right choices for their lives so that they are emotionally and available for their children. Because if you are frazzled, if there's increasing postnatal depression, there's increasing social isolation within new mums, and that can lead to mental health issues for the parents, who then aren't able to parent effectively for the children. Because what happens when you're frazzled as a parent is that you either over-respond to your children because you make a big deal about every little kind of pimple or scratch or scrape, or you ignore them because you've just got too much going on and you can't help them, you can't cope with it. What you need is for the parents to be emotionally well and stable and confident and relaxed so that they're able to respond effectively and really connect with their children on a healthy emotional level and not use their kids as a prop or not use them as a, not be able to respond to them the way that they need. There's loads of research on babies crying, you know, how well parents are able to differentiate between the different types of cries. And if you're emotionally frazzled, if you're struggling with postnatal depression, or if you're feeling, unhappy with your lot and you're not feeling like you're being a good parent, then you won't respond well to that. So it is about choices. It's not about saying staying at home is best or going to work best. It's about making sure that those parents are having their lives, running their lives in a way that A, is a good role model for their children, and B, allows them to parent.
But maybe this sense that women can have everything, that you can have a career, you can have your job, and you can also be a mum, maybe it's not reasonable. Maybe you do have to make a decision for the best interest of the child.
Well, maternal mental health is really, really important, and it's a massive issue. But and depression does need to be looked at and dealt with. But going back to work isn't necessarily the answer, because you're then splitting yourself in two between home and work. And I think there need to be other solutions. And there is a study that shows that the longer hours children spend in nursery, the harder it is for their parents to understand their cries and understand their communication, because they've not been with them for the amount of time it's required.
Surely, Claire, you still spend enough time with your children to know what they're crying about.
Well, it depends. I mean, this is what it shows. If your child is with someone else for 5 days of the week, you know, for six hours a day, that's time that you're not spending with them and time that you're not getting to know them. And then it's quite hard for the child to do the shift between nursery life and home life, and for the mothers to do the shift between work, where you're respected and, you know, have a decent life, and home, where you're just looking after someone else.
Listen, it's been very, very interesting. Very interesting listening to both of you. Thank you so much for your time. Claire Pay is a mum of two and vice chair of the Mothers at Home Matter campaign group. Dr. Amanda Gummer is a psychologist from Hertfordshire and the founder of Fundamentally Children.